The text is the alternate gospel assigned for this day, St. John chapter 18, verses 33 to 38. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus and said unto him, Art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priest have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? Did you happen to notice all the questions in this text? Five of them, to be exact, if you don't count as number six, the question that's repeated. Art thou a king then? Of these questions, Pilate asked four, and Jesus only one. One of Pilate's questions, Am I a Jew? Is rhetorical, expecting no answer. So I'll skip that question in our consideration this morning. But the rest of the questions deserve an answer, because answering them will take us to the gospel, which is why I'm up here this morning, and which is why you're out there. Let's take Pilate's questions first. Suppose we start out with the most famous one. What is truth? I wish we could have been there to hear it, because this is one of those times when the printed word doesn't do justice to the matter. We need to hear Pilate's tone of voice and to see his body language. Was Pilate asking the question as a sort of philosopher, driven by deep intellectual curiosity? Was he trying to initiate a debate, or at least a serious discussion, like, what is this thing called truth anyhow? Maybe. My guess is, though, that Pilate asked the question like the politician he was, in a tone of derision and contempt. What is truth compared to power and armies and weapons and money? What does truth amount to? Where will it get you? Except to a cross and a grave. Pilate didn't wait for Jesus' answer, but if Jesus had had the chance, he could have answered Pilate's question with answers he had given earlier in his ministry. John 17:17, for example, Thy word is truth. The spoken, written word, what we call the Bible, is truth. That spirit-given revelation which makes us wise unto salvation. That's truth. Or an even fuller answer, John 14:6, where Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You see, truth is more than an idea or abstraction. It's a person. Truth is more than the spoken, written word. It is the incarnate word. Truth is more than a message. It is the messenger. What is truth? Pilate asked. And there truth was, standing right in front of him. How about that? What hast thou done? Is another of Pilate's questions to Jesus. Pilate expected the answer to be a confession, or a denial of some sort of crime, or at least an explanation of how Jesus had rubbed his countrymen the wrong way. Well, Jesus didn't answer the question directly. After all, he had no crime to confess to. But suppose that we answer the question and answer it in a way that Pilate didn't exactly expect. The Son of God changed residence from heaven to earth to save us from our sins. That's what he had done. He changed from a spirit into a human being, beginning as a baby. That's what he had done. He was tempted and was baptized in our behalf. That's what he had done. He spent a lifetime keeping God's law perfectly and then letting us get the credit for it. That's what Jesus had done. Still to do at the time of the question were Jesus' execution and damnation and resurrection and ascension, biggies, major ingredients in that chain of salvation events that you and I would surely have included were we to answer the question, "What hast thou done, Jesus?" Then Pilate's repeated question, "Art thou a king?" Of course he's a king, whether Pilate or we like it or not. King Jesus doesn't need our votes. But in view of what he's done, all those saving acts we just enumerated, Jesus has made it possible for us to like his being king, to bask in the blessings of his reign here, and to revel in the pleasures forevermore of his reign there. As Jesus made crystal clear to Pilate in our text, he's a different kind of king, a king not of this world, a king who doesn't require bodyguards or rescue parties, a king who, according to his parables, forgives a whopping debt and throws huge banquets and gives generous gifts before leaving town, a king who doubles as a tender shepherd or a welcoming father or a gracious bridegroom. I left Jesus' question till last. He asked Pilate, "Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me?" In other words, Pilate, do you have a genuine interest in my kind of kingship, or are you just echoing the accusation of my enemies, that I'm some sort of earthly potentate posing a threat to you and to Caesar? Providing a gospel answer to this question will take some doing. It's going to require an answer for which there is no exegetical warrant in our text. But by chance, a phrase that is so often another term for grace, by chance, Jesus' question echoes a remark earlier in Jesus' ministry, a remark teeming with gospel. Remember Peter's stirring confession, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Did Peter say this thing of himself? He did not. Another told it him. As Jesus reminded Peter, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven." This morning, you and I join Peter in affirming of Jesus, our King, our truth, the one who had done all he had come to do when he cried out, "It is finished." We say of Jesus, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Do we say this thing of ourselves? We do not. Another has told us, the Holy Spirit, no less. No man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him, but the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel. So, to repeat one of Pilate's questions, "What hast thou done, Jesus?" we reply, "He has provided us salvation, and he has provided us the faith to latch on to that salvation. That's what he has done. Blessed be he.